今天经文是在加拉太书五章十六至二十六节。
So today's scripture will be in Galatians 5, verse 16 to 26.
加拉太书五章十六至二十六节。好，如果大家翻开圣经，由我来念。
Please listen.
我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。接下来是信息的时间，我们把时间交给Joseph 弟兄。
It's time for message.
Okay, good morning.
早上好。
Actually, today, Sarah and I both have a cold.
其实今天我跟Sarah 都有感冒。
But we also have the Holy Spirit.
但是我们也有圣灵的同在。
Okay, so today, our topic is walk by the Spirit.
那今天的题目就是靠圣灵行事。
Now.When we believe in Jesus and receive Jesus into our heart,
那就是当我们信了主之后，也接受主进入我们的生命之后。
Yeah, we receive the Holy Spirit into our heart.
我们也接受了圣灵在我们的心里面。
But the question is, what is the next step?
那的问题就是，那之后又怎么样呢？
So the next step is according to Galatians that we should walk.By the Spirit.
那之后我们就根据加拉太书那里讲的，我们就是要靠圣灵而行。
Walk by the Spirit means we act and think in harmony with the Holy Spirit.
那靠圣灵行事的意思就是我们所想、所要做的，都是要与圣灵的步伐是一致的。
Okay, so let us begin with prayer. Okay.
让我们呢先做个祷告。
Well, dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
we just pray that your Holy Spirit will help us to speak your word.
我们求主，你的圣灵帮助我们来传讲你的信息。
And let us all receive your word with joy.
让我们以喜乐的心来得着你的话语。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣名求， Amen.
Okay. Now,Do you remember when God created Adam? Let me just read that, okay? Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the spirit of life, and man became a living being.
在创世纪这里说到，耶和华神用他从地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
So,man was only clay until God breathed his living breath into him.
所以在神把他的灵吹给亚当之前，那个人还是一个泥土。
So now, people or us have a human spirit.
那之后呢？所以人呢，就是一个有灵的人了。
But then, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And okay.
那就因为主耶稣基督 他为我们在十字架上死了。
So do you remember, you know, for those who know the story, right? Adam sinned, right? So God has to send His Son to die for our sins.
那我们知道这个故事就是亚当因为他犯了罪，所以神就把他自己的独生子才派到这个世界。
So remember, right? So remember, Jesus was crucified, and after he was crucified, his disciples were hiding in a house.
我们知道当主耶稣被钉十字架之后，那他的门徒都在一个房子里面躲着。
And Jesus showed his hands and feet, you know, to the disciples.
那个时候，主耶稣就把他的手跟脚都让他的门徒看。
And then he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
然后他就告诉门徒，接受圣灵。
And he breathed on them.
然后他就向他们吹了一口气。
Is that? So Jesus said, "Peace to you, as the Father has sent me forth, so I'm sending you." And having said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
所以他就说，愿你们平安。父怎么样差了我，我也照样差你们。说了这话，他就向他们吹了一口气，说：“你们受圣灵。”
So, before Adam received the human spirit, but now those who believe in Jesus receive the Holy Spirit.
那我们就看到，之前亚当是受到人的这个灵，但现在人就因为主耶稣基督就受到圣灵。
And this gives us a new spiritual life.
这样就给了我们信他的人都有一个属灵的生命。
Okay, but the question is, what some people don't understand, who know, what is the Holy Spirit?
那什么是圣灵呢？
Okay, so to understand this, we have to go back to the moment when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
要明白什么是圣灵，我们就要回到这个主耶稣基督在格西马利园那里的祷告。
So this was his prayer. He prayed that I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved me as you have loved me.
他说我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Okay, now, so he is praying for his disciples.
所以他是为他的门徒祷告。
So you can read carefully, right? I in them. That means Jesus in them.
所以我们很仔细地看一下，就是他说我在他们里面，就是主耶稣基督在他们里面。
And you in me, you is the Father, so Father is in Jesus.
他说你在我里面，你就是天父。他说天父是在耶稣基督里面。
So if you can imagine, right? Jesus is in us, and Father is in the Son, Jesus. So that means both the Father and the Son are within us.
所以我们可以想象到，因为父神是在主耶稣里面，耶稣也在我们里面，所以就是圣父跟圣子都在我们里面。
So this is the mystery. The Holy Spirit is actually Jesus in us.
所以这个就是一个奥秘，就是主耶稣基督在我们里面。
Holy Spirit is not a power like many people think.
圣灵不是像很多人所想象的是一种能力。
Holy Spirit is the real person.
圣灵其实就是一个人。
Holy Spirit is the Father and the Son.
圣灵就是圣父跟圣子。
Dwelling in us.
住在我们里面。
But because the Holy Spirit is in us, we also have the power of the Holy Spirit.
那因为圣灵是在住在我们里面，所以我们也有他的能力。
Now, some people wonder, why does the Holy Spirit come only after Jesus was crucified?
我们有的时候就很稀奇，为什么圣灵是在主耶稣基督被钉十字架之后才可以来呢？
And that's because Holy Spirit is holy. He will not enter into a body that is unclean.
那因为圣灵他是圣洁的，他不会进入一个污秽的一个身体里面。
So when Jesus was crucified, his blood would wash away all our sins.
所以当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他的宝血洗净了我们一切的污秽。
So that we are clean and the Holy Spirit can enter into us.
那这样我们就成为圣洁，那圣灵才可以进入我们里面。
Now, one way to look at the Holy Spirit is the living water.
我们可以这样来看，圣灵就是借着这个活水来认识圣灵。
Yeah, Jesus said once, he said that, he that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
主耶稣曾经这样说，信我的人就如圣经所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Now, one analogy we can make is the following. The Father is like the source of the living water or the spring.
那我们可以这样来比喻，就是圣父就是泉源，这个活水的泉源。
And his son Jesus is the living water because Jesus said, I am the living water.
那他的这圣子他的儿子呢就是这个活水，因为他说我就是活水。
So he, and since Jesus come from the Father, so the Father must be the source of the living water.
因为他是从圣父那里来的，所以呢父一定是这个源泉。
And how does Jesus compare the Holy Spirit?
那怎么样与主耶稣跟这个圣灵比较呢？
He said, living waterflowing from our belly.
他就是说是从我们腹中流出来的这个活水。
Oh, this is quite interesting, the word belly.
这个是有点很有趣，是在我们腹中。
Did you know there's a book written by a doctor called The Second Brain?
你们知道有一本书 是一个医生写的，那个名字就是叫做第二个大脑。
What he found was that there's actually more nerve cell in the belly.In the guts than in the first brain.
他所发现的就是说，在我们的肚子里面的那种神经细胞比我们的大脑还多。
That's why when you feel really joyful or very very sad, you can feel it right here in your belly.
所以当我们感到非常的高兴或者有的时候很忧伤的时候，我们在腹中这个地方也会感受到。
So that's why sometimes when you hear the Holy Spirit, it's not in the head is in the belly.
所以有的时候我们听到圣灵跟我们说话，我们不是在脑子这里听到，而是在心里面这边听到的。
Now, about 10 days after Jesus ascended to heaven,
在大概十天，就是主耶稣升天之后的十天，
Peter and many disciples were praying.
那彼得跟很多门徒一起祷告。
They were praying with one mind, with one spirit.
他们是同心的一起来祷告。
And then the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit came, and then they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那然后的圣灵就来了，然后他们都被圣灵充满。
And when Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, he became very bold.
那当彼得他被圣灵充满之后，他就成为很大胆的人。
No, you know, Peter was an uneducated fisherman.
那我们知道，彼得他是一个没受过教育的渔民。
But after he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was even more eloquent than even the best speaking president.
Yeah, 当他被那个圣灵充满之后，他的口才比那个很会讲话的这个总统还有能力。
Yeah, and after that, he performed many signs and healings.
之后他也行很多的神迹跟医治人。
You know, Peter could have remained a fisherman. That's what he was.
Yeah, 彼得他自己本身是可以仍然做渔民的。
But because of the Holy Spirit, he was able to catch men instead of catch fish.
那因为有圣灵与他同在，所以他能够得 得人与得如得鱼。
Because that's his purpose of Peter's life. Peter's purpose is not to catch fish, but is to catch men for God.
这就是神为彼得所定的这个生命的目标，不是去打鱼，而是去得人。
So it's the Holy Spirit who helped Peter to fulfill the purpose of his life.
所以就是圣灵帮助彼得来成就他这个使命。
You can look at a sailboat, right? A sailboat on the ocean.
我们可以看这个帆船，在这个大海里面这个帆船。
Without wind, the sailboat goes nowhere.
要没有风的话，这个帆船哪里都去不了。
But with the right wind, it will go to its destination.
但是有了这个风之后呢，这个帆船可以去到它要去的这个目的地。
So in other words, the Holy Spirit.We need the Holy Spirit to help us to fulfill our purpose in life.
So we 们都需要圣灵来帮助我们，来成就我们的生命的目标。
But this is one thing you need to know about purpose.
那我们要明白这个我们生命的目标。
You know, a lot of people say, "I'm going to set goal. I'm going to set objective." Right? You hear that all the time.
我们很多人说我要为我们自己来定一个目的啊。要做的事情啊。
But you cannot set the purpose of your life.
但是我们不可以定这个目标。
Can you choose who your parents are?
我们可以选择谁做我们的父母吗？
Can you choose how long you live?
我们可以选择我们可以活多长吗？
So in the same way, you cannot choose your purpose.
同样的，我们也不能去选择我们自己
生
命的目标。
Your purpose is determined by your maker.
所以我们的生命的目标是我们的造物，造我们的造物主决定的。
And unfortunately, most people in this life cannot fulfill their purpose.
这很不幸运的，就是我们还有很多的人，在这个生命里面都没有得到达到他们的目标。
In order to fulfill our purpose, we need the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 我们真的需要圣灵来帮助我们，来达到我们的目标。
Now, before Jesus died, he said to his disciples, It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth.
主耶稣这样对他的门徒说，这是为了你们的益处，我暂时离去。要是我不离去，保惠师就不能到你们那里来。
So Jesus said the Holy Spirit is our helper.
所以主耶稣说，圣灵是我们的保卫师。
Now, do you remember, before Paul became a Christian?
我们还记得，使徒保罗在他成为基督徒之前，他做了什么呢？
He was actually persecuting the Christians.
他其实就是逼迫基督徒的。
And he approved the stoning of Stephen.
他喜悦人用石头打那个。
Because Stephen was a very outspoken Christian.
因为斯提凡他是一个很敢于讲话的一个基督徒。
So I think this he is a good example of to understand the Trinity.
这里是一个很好的一个例子，让我们明白这个三位一体的神。
Yeah, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子和圣灵。
Okay, so listen carefully.
我们仔细地听一下。
Now, before Stephen, when Stephen was being stoned,
在斯提凡被人钉石头的时候，
he would die very soon.
他很快就离世了。
But at that moment, he looked up the sky and he saw that God was sitting on his throne.
那个时候，他就定睛望天，就看到神。坐在宝座上。
And Jesus was standing, not sitting, standing at God's right hand, welcoming him.
那他看到主耶稣是站在，他不是坐着，是站在神的右面来欢迎他。
And the Holy Spirit was within Stephen, helping him even till the last moment of his life.
那圣灵呢，就在斯提凡的心里面来帮助他， 就算让他度过这最后这个时刻。
Yes, that's why Jesus said the Holy Spirit is our helper.
所以主耶稣说，圣灵是我们的帮助者，就是我们的保卫师。
He'll help us from the first day when we receive Jesus Christ into our heart.
他就从我们第一天接受主耶稣开始，他就帮助我们。
Till the day we leave this earth.
一直到我们离开这个世界。
Jesus also said that the Holy Spirit lead us to the truth.
主耶稣也说，圣灵也会带领我们认识真理。
That a lot of people cannot distinguish the difference between facts and truth.
那有些人就不知道怎么样去分别这个真理跟真实。
So perhaps I'll give you an example.
或许我可以给一个例子给你们看。
Okay, so the fact number one. Let's say a woman was screaming and running.
这个事实，第一个事实就是。我们可以说一个女人她在一边尖叫一边在那跑。
And the second fact is that her husband was chasing after her.
那第二个事实就是她的丈夫就在那追她。
And whacking her on her back with a roll of newspaper.
那用一个卷起来的这个报纸来打她的背后。
Now, but the truth is there was a wasp on the woman's back.
那的真理就是告诉我们，因为这有一个王蜂在他的背后。
Yeah, see, truth is what links the facts together.
所以呢，真理就是把这些真实的事情联合在一起。
It gives meanings to the facts.
那也把这些真实的事情给了定义。
That's why so many college students they learn so much facts in their college.
所以很多大学的学生。他在大学里面是学了很多的真实的事情。
But they do not know the difference between their left hand and their right hand.
但是他真的不知道怎么样去分别他们的左手跟右手。
Because they do not have the truth.
因为他们不晓得真理。
See, the facts show us the problem.
是啊，真实的事情让我们看到问题。
Truth show us the solution.
那真理呢，就让我们看到答案。
Now, Holy Spirit also help us to be holy.
那圣灵也帮助我们成为圣洁。
God said, He said, I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
神这样说，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，遵守。遵行我的典章。
I think the reason why Christians can obey better is not because they are better people.
我想，基督徒他们能够顺服，比那些还没有信神的人顺服神好一点，不是因为他们生出来就有这个顺服的。
Or because they are born with a better personality.
I will say that.Yeah. 不是因为他们生来就有这个顺服的这个性格。
But because they have the Holy Spirit.
是因为他们有圣灵。
The Holy Spirit, I'll skip this one, also help us to love.
圣灵也帮助我们去爱别人。
The greatest commandment, as you know, is to love God and love our neighbors.
我们知道最大的诫命就是爱神也爱人。
See, loving our own children is natural. You don't have to work on that.
爱我们的孩子是很自然的，我们不需要很大的努力
就
懂得做。
But loving God, loving neighbor is not natural.
但是爱神跟爱其他人就不是这么自然的，我们要努力。
Involves sacrifice.
这也意味到我们要一些牺牲。
The greatest love is from the greatest sacrifice, and that is Jesus Christ.
那最大的牺牲的爱就是我们主耶稣基督。
Now the question is how can we love each other more?
那我们要问我们怎么样可以爱彼此相爱多一点呢？
Now this is what I think. Now, this is not in the Bible, but this is what I think.
那我是这样想的。
I don't think love can be learned.
我想呢，爱是不能学到的。
You can read all about love, but you still not love more.
我们可以看很多很多的关于爱的事情，但是呢，我们还是不懂得怎么爱。
I think love is like money.
我想爱就好像金钱一样。
If you don't have money, you cannot give money away.
要是你没有这个金钱，你就不可能施舍你的金钱。
So you must first receive money before you can give money away.
所以我们首先要得到金钱，然后我们才有金钱去跟其他人分享。
So in the same way, you must receive love before you can give love.
所以同样的，我们要先接收到爱，然后我们才可以把这个爱跟其他人分享。
And how do we receive love?
那我们怎么样去接收这个爱呢？
It says in Romans, from the Holy Spirit.
在罗马书这样告诉我们，是从圣灵来的。
So God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us.
他的所赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
So the Bible said God is love.
所以，圣经也这样说，神就是爱。
So we love because God first loved us.
我们爱，因为神先爱了我们。
In Galatians, chapter 5, it says that for the flesh set itself its desire against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh.
在加拉太书五章这样说，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌的。
Okay, I'll try to speak louder because the mic is not working. Is it working now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. So, too well. You know, many people say that, well, I'm only human, so therefore I make mistake.
那很多人就会这样说，因为我是人，所以我会犯错。
And so there's an understanding that human flesh is weak, and that we have sinful nature.
所以我们就这样明白，因为我们的肉体是软弱的，所以我们就有这个罪性。
So in Psalm 51, it says that surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
所以在诗篇五十一篇这样说，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
So we have a sinful nature because we are born of flesh.
我们有这个罪性，因为我们是属肉体的。
So a lot of times we have internal struggles.
有很多时候我们有内在的挣扎。
And, oh, should we do this or should we not do it?
我们就是想，我们应该这样做还是不应该这样做呢？
That's because that's the battle within us between the spirit and the flesh.
那就是在我们里面的肉体跟这个灵在那里相争。
On one hand, we want to forgive him, but on the other hand,We just so angry at him.
我们一方面就想饶恕这个人，但另一方面又很憎恨这个人。
On one hand, we want to give this to him, but on the other hand, we want to take.
一方面我们想施舍给这个人，但是我们另一方面又想拿得到一些什么。
We want to love, but we end up being selfish.
我们想去爱别人，但是我们还是。蛮自私的。
We know prayer is important, but we're just too busy.
我们知道祷告是很重要，但是我们又觉得太忙了。
That's the battle between spirit and flesh.
所以就是这个灵跟我们的肉体在那征战。
You know the Bible said that. Okay. The Bible said that we are in the world, but not part of the world.
圣经告诉我们，我们是在这个世界，但是不属于这个世界。
So in the same way, we are in the flesh, but we're not of the flesh.
同样的，我们是在肉体里那里，但是呢，我们是不属肉体的。
And because we're in the flesh, we are affected by our flesh desire.
那我们是有肉体，但是我们不会 被这个肉体的这些私欲给影响。
But on the other hand, because we are not of the flesh, we are no longer under the authority of the flesh.
那另一方面，因为我们是不属肉体的，所以我们就不会被这个肉体的这个情欲给控制。
Because with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can deny the flesh.
那我们有这个圣灵的帮助下呢，我们可以战胜这个这个属肉体的这些私欲。
And every time we deny our flesh, we are crucifying ourselves.
每一次我们克制自己，那我们就是战胜了我们这个属肉体的这些东西。
I used to have a natural tendency to envy people.
我以前就会有这个很自然的这种去嫉妒其他人。
I might still do it from time to time, not even these days.
我现在还会有这样的 ，Yeah.
Yeah, I envy people who publish more papers than I do.
我会就是看到其他人比我发表文章多，我也会这样嫉妒他们。
I envy people who have more money than I have.
我也嫉妒其他人比我更有钱的。
But nowadays, when I catch myself doing it,
但是现在我一发觉自己有这样的嫉妒心，
I ask God to forgive me.
我就求神饶恕我。
And to help my and to help me to fix my eyes on Jesus.
而且帮助我要定睛在主耶稣身上。
Not fix my eyes on other people.
而不是定睛在其他人的身上。
Doesn't matter. This is the wrong PowerPoint. But you have read, right? The fruit of the Spirit from Galatians.
我们从加拉太书那里读过这个圣灵的果子。
Okay. Now remember the passage. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such thing there is no law.
我们记得这个圣灵的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法可以禁止的。
Now, I just want to explain that part about no law.
我想解释一下没有律法是什么意思。
Okay, no law doesn't mean that.The law has been cancelled, like many people think.
没有律法，不是像很多人所想象的，就是说这个律法已经取消了。
So once we receive the Holy Spirit, we become the children of God.
那当我们接受了圣灵之后，我们就成为神的儿女。
So we're no longer under the law.
我们就不是在律法之下。
We are under the grace of our loving Father.
那我们是在神。父神的恩典之下。
So that's why the Galatians say against such thing, you know, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, there is no law.
所以在加拉太书这样说，禁止这样的事情是没有法律是可以禁止的。
But I want to make one point very clear: the law has not been cancelled.
但是这个律法是没有取消了。
Instead, the law has been fulfilled.
反而这个律法是成就了。
Canceling the law is cheap.
那取消的这个律法是很不值钱的。
God can cancel the law with one word, canceled.
那神可以随时说取消这个律法就会取消了。
But to fulfill the law requires sacrifice of His only Son.
但是去成就这个律法呢？就需要他牺牲他自己的儿子。
Since Jesus has already fulfilled the law,
因为主耶稣已经成就了这个律法。
And he is now within us who has the Holy Spirit.
那他就在我们里面，就是以这个圣灵在我们住在我们里面。
So the law has been fulfilled in us.
所以这个律法 就在我们里面成就了。
That's why against such thing there is no law.
所以这样的事是没有律法是可以禁止的。
So the law has no longer have any hold against us.
所以律法就在我们身上是没有任何的权势。
So if there is no law, what does that mean?
那就没有律法是什么意思呢？
It means we're now free.
这就是说我们已经得了自由了。
Free to what? Free to bear fruits.
那得什么自由呢？就是有这个结果子的自由。
And we can bear fruits without worrying that God will count our mistakes against us.
那我们结果子的时候就不需要去担心神会不会再数算我们所做错的事情。
Like sometimes, you know, when my wife and I argue.
那有的时候我们之间吵架的时候。
So she put on a smile, and that would be the end of it.
那有的时候她就会以一个笑容对我，那就不用再继续吵下去了。
There will be no more argument.
那不用再继续吵下去。
How can you argue with a person who's smiling?
那怎么样可以对一个跟对你笑的人来吵架呢？
Because the fruit of the spirit is more powerful than the work of the flesh.
因为圣灵的果子比我们肉体所做的事更加有能力。
Now, some people think that the fruit of the spirit such as love, joy, and peace, is like a necessary condition to have God coming to us.
那有些人就认为，好像仁爱啊、喜乐啊、平安啊、和平啊这些果子呢，是很必要的，是得到神what is it?
It's a necessary condition.
是一个条件，要我们去到神那里。
But the truth is, that is not the case. The Bible said these are fruits.
那其实真理不是这样说的。
They are not roots.
它们不是根。
Fruits require something, right? Some kind of action to cause it to come true.
它们是果子，是要一些行为让它们成长的。
So what caused these fruits to bear?
那什么东西让他们成长呢？
The Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
So it is not our good work, but the Holy Spirit who help us to bear these good fruits.
那不是我们自己的善行，而是圣灵来帮助我们来结这些果子。
So the best way to fight the flesh is through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们最好的办法与我们的肉体来征战，就是借着圣灵。
So it actually works the opposite. When we receive the Holy Spirit, then we can bear these fruits.
那我们是得到了圣灵之后，我们才可以结果子。
Not the other way around.
而不是结了果子才得到圣灵。
Now, when I was young, you know, I lived my grandmom lived with us.
当我还小的时候，我们的祖母跟我们一起住。
Now, my grandma was a very devout Buddhist.
她是一个很虔诚的这个佛教徒。
She burns incense day and night.
她烧香，白天晚上都烧香。
I found the odor to be very unpleasant.
我觉得这个味道真是让我很恶心。
But I praise God that now I become a Christian.
我很感谢神，我现在是成为基督徒。
So when I pray with my family, it is like incense rising from our family to God.
所以现在我祷告的时候，我们的祷告跟我们家人祷告的时候，我们的祷告就好像清香那样升上神那里。
Now Buddhism teaches us that the way to fight the flesh or to suppress the desire of the flesh is by meditation and self-discipline.
那佛教就 教导我们怎么样去压制我们自己肉体的这些私欲呢？
But the Bible tells us that the way we fight the flesh is by relying on the Holy Spirit.
但是呀，他是要我们要默念啊那些，但是神就要我们是借着圣灵来战胜。
Okay, let me tell you a dream I have many years ago.
我想跟大家分享一下，我在几年前发了一个梦。
I in a dream I saw two men fighting with their swords.
在这个梦里面，我就看到两个人，两个男士，用他们的剑在那相打。
These two men, they look alike. They're like twin brothers.
这两个男士，他好像双胞兄弟一样。
You cannot distinguish who is who.
我就认不出谁是谁。
And they just fighting with each other back and forth.
所以他们就来来回回的互相斗打。
The fight was extremely close.
那他们的程度，相打的程度也是差不多。
One moment he is winning, the other moment the other person is winning.
这一下子这边赢了，那下子是那边赢了。
So I just consider them to be like twin brothers.
所以我就觉得他们就是好像双胞兄弟一样。
So after a long fight, finally one brother poked the other brother three times, and then he fell.
那打了一段时间之后，一边这个兄弟就在对面这个兄弟那里刺了三下。
So after that brother fell, the brother who won actually kneeled down and cried.
那赢了这边的这个兄弟呢，他看到对面这个兄弟跌下来之后，他就跪下来这里哭。
So at that moment, my dream ended.
那我的梦就完了。
I think the winning brother was the spirit.
我就想，这个赢了这个兄弟，他就是这个灵。
And the brother who fell was the flesh.
那这个跌倒的这个兄弟呢，他就是这个肉体。
How do I know that?
那我怎么知道呢？
Because in the Bible, it says the spirit can grieve.
因为圣经说，这个圣灵也会有悲伤。
Holy Spirit is full of love.
圣灵是充满的爱的。
How can you not cry when you see your brother fall?
那怎么不会哭呢？要是你看到你的兄弟跌倒。
The flesh is selfish.
但是肉体呢是自私的。
If the flesh had won, he would have laughed.
但是要是这个肉体，这个属肉体的这个兄弟他赢了，他一定会在那里大笑。
So the only way to win this fight is to fight along with the Holy Spirit.
So we in the fight, we must fight with the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you some of my experience or observations about the Holy Spirit.
I want to share with you my own experience.所观察到或者经历到有关圣灵的事情。
So last summer, right, my family went to Brooklyn mission trip.
在去年的暑假，我们的家庭跟教会的一些兄弟姊妹去这个 Brooklyn 那里去有一个短宣。
So one evening, our group went to visit the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church.
那一个傍晚，我们一队，我们整个队就去这个 Brooklyn 那个教牧教会。
So my daughter Hannah went with, you know, Sarah and I.
那我们的女儿也跟我们一起去了。
And after the service was over, after the worship is over, I saw Hannah crying.
那当我们敬拜完了之后，我们就看到我们女儿在那里哭。
So I thought, maybe she fell down, hurt herself.
那我就在想，他是不是跌倒了，伤了自己呢
？Or maybe someone said something mean to her.
或者有人对他说一些不好的话呢
？But then I found out it was neither.
那我就后来发现都不是。
Yeah, it was the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵在他里面。
And also many years ago, I invited a student to church.
那很久以前我也邀请了一个学生，我的学生来教会。
She was sitting in the back.
她在最后那里坐着。
And we came very early, so the service hasn't begun yet.
那我们来得早，所以这个我们的敬拜还没有开始。
I think the sanctuary was actually empty.
那当时我们这个会场也是比较空的。
She was not a Christian.
她那个时候还没有信主。
This was the first time she ever attended a church.
那时她是第一次来教会。
But when she sat in the back, she just started crying for no reason.
那她一坐进来，坐在后面的时候，她就开始哭了，也没有什么理由。
So let me tell you another dream I have about the Holy Spirit.
我也想告诉大家我的另外一个梦。
So in the dream, I was on a mountain.
在这个梦里面，我就坐在一个高山上面。
And I think I saw an old man.
那然后我就看到一个老人家。
And the old man said to me, Joseph.
那老人家就这样对我说。
You're getting old.
Joseph, 你开始越来越老了。
Yeah, your hair is getting whiter.
那你头发也开始白了。
And your eyes are getting fuzzier.
那你的眼睛也开始蒙了。
So do not rely on your mind.
他说不要依赖你自己的头脑。
Do not rely on your eyes.
也不要依赖你自己的双眼。
Instead, rely on the Holy Spirit.
反而要依赖圣灵。
So that you can think and see things clearly and deep.
所以这样呢，你就可以想东西或看东西都比较深，也比较透。
Now after a few weeks of that dream,
那在几个礼拜之后呢
？I have to go to see the eye doctor.
那我就要去看一个眼医。
Nothing because of the dream. I think it's just time for me to see the eye doctor.
那不是因为这个梦，就是我已经要去去看这个医生。
And guess what the eye doctor say?
那这个医生跟我说什么呢
？He said, Joseph.
他说 ，Joseph，
你 need bifocal，
你需要双光眼镜了。
So yes, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
所以我们真的要依靠圣灵。
To think and to see.
去想啊，去做事。
So before we read the Bible, we can say, Holy Spirit, help me to understand your word.
所以在我们读经之前，我们也可以求神求叫圣灵来帮助我们来明白的话语。
Before we pray, we can ask the Holy Spirit help us to pray the right things.
所以在我们祷告之前，我们也可以求圣灵来帮助我们祷告的对的事情。
And ask the Holy Spirit to help us in difficult situations where we are so frustrated and so forth.
也可以求圣灵来帮助我们来祷告一些我们感觉到很沮丧的东西。
Okay, I'm going to close just by the Garden of Eden.
Oh, 我想以这个伊甸园的这个故事来结束我们今天的信息。
Now, do you remember after Adam and Eve ate the fruit, do you remember?
你们还记得在亚当跟夏娃吃了这个果子之后吗？
So after they ate the fruit, God was walking in the garden.
在他们吃了这个果子禁果之后，那神就在这个伊甸园那里走。
And then Adam and Eve heard the footsteps of God.
那亚当跟夏娃他们都听到神走步的声音。
And so they hid behind the trees. Remember that?
所以他们就在这个树那个后面躲起来了。
And then God said this. He said, "Where are you?"
那神就这样对他们说：“你们在哪里？”
Now, do you think God doesn't know where Adam is?
你以为神不知道他们在哪里吗？
Of course he knows.
那当然知道啊。
So why does he ask, "Where are you?"
那为什么他还要问你在哪里呢？
You see, it wasn't a question of where Adam was.
这是一个问他在哪里的一个问题。
It was a painful cry from God.
Yeah, 这是一个。他一个很伤心的一个呼叫。
Oh, Adam, where are you?
他说：“哦，亚当啊，你在哪里
？”You used to walk by my side.
你以前都跟我一同行走的。
Where are you now?
那你现在去了哪呢
？See, God longs for fellowship with us.
神真是很渴慕与我们有这个一起的关系。
He want to walk by our side.
他要跟我们。同行。
You know how close God wants us to walk by His side?
你知道神要我们与他一起同行，要有多亲密的同行吗？
How about this close?
是这么近吗？
How about this close?
或者是更近一点呢？
Well, God can get closer than that. He actually enter into us.
那神要更近一点，他就要进到我们里面。
So that He can have a
very, very close fellowship with us.
所以他要有一个很亲密、很紧密的一个联系与我们。
So let us respond, you know, to God's love.
那让我们真的要怎么样去回应神对我们的爱
？And talk to Him.
去与他谈话。
And fellowship with Him.
与他有很好的联系。
Walk by the Spirit.
Yeah, 靠圣灵行事。
Okay, let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的父神。
We thank you so much for the Holy Spirit.
我们为了你的圣灵来感谢你。
The Holy Spirit is our helper.
啊，圣灵是我们的保惠师。
So please help us to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
啊，求你帮助我们来接这个圣灵的果子。
Help us to walk by your side.
帮助我们与你同行。
Walk in agreement with you.
有很协调的与你同行。
Enjoy the fellowship with you.
也有一个与你有亲密的关系。
Help us to love you more.
帮助我们爱你更多。
Because you love us first.
因为你首先爱了我们。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣名求。阿门。
我们谢谢Joseph的信息。
Yeah, thank you for the message.
接下来我们唱。